Good morning, my branches across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today will come from Psalm 36 and verse 9, and it reads, "For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light." In this text of scripture, which is the Psalm of David, we get a peek into some pertinent realities of God, His personality, and how that affects our reality and our interactions and encounters with Him. David makes two very bold statements. The first being that, "For with you is the fountain of life." God is the source or spring of life, and by life I mean life in all of its forms. There is life in different forms: plant life, animal life, mineral life, human life, and divine life. God is the source or spring of life. Life issues or flows from Him. Without this flow, there'll be no life in any form as you know it. This realization should lead you to utterly depend on Him for everything. In a similar analogy, Jesus in John 15 verse 5 declares, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." Without the close connection of the branches to the vine, there will be no flow of sap to the branches, and consequently, because of this, the branch must always remain connected to the vine for a constant flow of sap for its very existence. This reality cannot be overstated. Without Him energizing and animating you through the Holy Spirit, there is nothing that you can do in your human efforts that will strike a chord in eternity. So do all that you know to do in order to ensure close intimacy with Him through His Spirit, the Word, and prayer. David's second bold statement is that in your light, we see light. You see, there are lights and there are lights. Or let me put it some other way. There are lights and there is the light of God. There is God's light and man's light. And what you see is dependent on the paradigm or perspective through which you're looking. Are you looking to see through God's light or through man's light? The outcomes are totally different, and David asserts that it is in God's light that we see light. In God's light, you see things as they really are with regards to their source and true nature. But with man's light, you see things as they appear to be to your physical senses, which is very limiting, because that is not all that there is to that thing. Psalm 119 verse 130 declares, "The entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple." You can access God's light through the breaking forth or unveiling of His words to your spirit. This is called a revelation. And whenever this happens, you have been granted access into reality from God's perspective. Whenever you receive a revelation, a new vista of opportunities and possibilities are open unto you to begin to exploit, so that you can live your life to the full from the Lord's perspective. Ensure that you receive your daily allotments from the fountain of life. See to it that you see light from His light daily. This is what sets you up to live life to the full from the perspective of the Lord, so that you can say with David, "With you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light." Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you because you are the fountain of life, and in your light I see light. I declare that I am connected to the fountain of living waters, wisdom, and life. I am refreshed, resourced, and rejuvenated by the fountain of living waters, wisdom and life. Out of my belly flows rivers of living waters that creates value, answer questions, and provide solutions to problems. I declare that the eyes of my understanding are flooded with light, and I have access to reality from God's perspective. I walk, function, and operate in victory in all that I do from this day forward. In Yeshua's name, amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I believe in my heart that Yeshua died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I declare that Yeshua HaMashiach is my Savior, first love, and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua's name. Amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com, using next steps as a subject so that I can help you grow further into maturity in Christ. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku. That is linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku. Or simply copy the link and paste in your browser and it will take you there. If you are blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ubeyeku. And before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Yeshua's name, amen.